This is from Ephesians chapter 5. It says in verse 28, though these are verses about marriage, this isn't a message about marriage, but the comparison between husband and wife being one and us and Christ being one. So husbands ought to also love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself, but no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church. Because we are members of his body, and of his flesh, and of his bones. Adam said that about Eve, that she was bone of his bones and flesh of his flesh. And it says in verse 32 that this mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and his church. The fact that we're members of his body, and I don't mean that you're a member of the church, that you're members of his body, that you're one with him. Just like husbands and wife are one, it says in 1 Corinthians 6 that we're one spirit with him. There's a place in Ephesians that says this. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. It says in Revelation 13, verse 8, that Jesus was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. That if you think about God's solution for the fall of man, God's solution was established in the mind and heart of God before a man ever fell. The answer was already worked out. Jesus was slain. The cross, the crucifixion, resurrection had already taken place spiritually in eternity past. And it says here that we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. And so when we think about the cross and the finished work of Christ, think about something that was actualized in eternity past. It was realized 2,000 years ago. It's personalized when a person says yes to Jesus. But it's already accomplished 2,000 years ago. You were members of his body. And so in his crucifixion was your crucifixion. And so again, God's solution happened before there was ever a problem. The point of all that is this, is that in a very practical way, when I'm talking to someone and they're struggling with some area in their life, could be getting offended a lot or being a gossip or sexual stuff or addiction issue, whatever it might be. The Lord saw the fall of man, even though man had a choice, didn't have to. He saw the fall before the fall ever happened. And he created the solution before the fall ever happened. The crucifixion of Christ and the inclusion of fallen mankind into his crucifixion. We were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, and the cross happened not 2,000 years ago, but happened before the foundation of the world. And so, in anticipation of your struggle and my struggle, he crucified that fallen self. And that fallen identity. So that one of the things I think about in this culture, there's such this issue with transgender stuff, which is like a modern phenomenon. And Christians, young people struggling with these issues. And to be able to say to them, that's a thing that's not about whether it's true about you or not true about you because you feel these things. That fallen self was crucified 2,000 years ago. In anticipation that you're going to struggle with this, God killed it. So that you can know this is just a deception of the devil. Because your identity and your true self is in Christ. And he's not transgender. That's a big deal. In Galatians, it says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Against such things there is no law, it's not about self-effort. Now, those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So maybe it's trying to squeeze too much into one little thing, but we have flesh because we have a physical body. We'll get a new body one day. You with me? But when the Bible talks about flesh, it talks about flesh on two levels. The physical body that we have, that's yet to be redeemed, and the condition called flesh. That's the old self. That person who was controlled by the desires of your flesh. The law of sin lives in everything physical. Lives in my members. And the person that I once was, that was a slave to sin, that's called flesh. Too, it's a condition. That was the old man. The old man, the old self, the fallen false self was a slave to sin. It's called the flesh person. Well, that flesh was crucified. So the things you struggle with in your flesh, the temptations and the thoughts may be there because in your body there still is this law of sin, but the nature, the condition, the slave to sin was crucified before the foundation of the world. You were born set free. So let's make it practical. The anxious self was killed before the foundation of the world. In anticipation that you were going to struggle with anxiety, he crucified that person. The lusting self, in anticipation that there was going to be this lusting self or this addictive self, it was crucified before the foundation of the world in anticipation of your struggle. You were born into the solution. You were born into the answer already accomplished. Not struggling for the answer, but you were born into the solution because it was accomplished before the foundation of the world. It was realized 2,000 years on the cross, but the moment you said yes, that which was already done for you became true to you and about you. Now, it's only experience as real as in us as we believe. The angry, defensive, offended, get my feelings hurt real easy. Self, flesh, that flesh was crucified 2,000 years ago. Dealt with. And actually before the foundation of the world. In anticipation that you're going to have issues of with insecurity in your humanity. And that your weakness would be to get offended real easy or get your feelings hurt real easy or to be critical or be whatever. That was dealt with before the foundation of the world. That's a big deal. You're not trying to get set free. He accomplished that before the foundation of the world. Your breakthrough is to believe. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. It says in 1 John. And here's a cool thing. This is from Galatians chapter 6. Paul is talking about the need for circumcision, that kind of stuff, and he said, verse 14, may it never be that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither is circumcision or anything, is anything or uncircumcision, but the only thing that matters is a new creation. And all those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy is upon them, upon the Israel of God, his church. From now on, let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus. Paul's not saying that nobody can give me a hard time anymore because I deserve for you not to because I've suffered a lot for Jesus. What he's saying here is, from now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus. That when you look at Jesus, when you see him in the heavenlies, when you see him face to one day, you're going to see he still has the marks, scars. But you were in Christ, member of his body, and so you bear those marks also. And because you bear those marks that you were crucified and your flesh was crucified before the foundation of the world, no matter what you try to do to me, I have the position that I don't have to let you do that to me. And every Christian carries an invisible stigmata. Every one of you bear the marks of Christ. It's a good thing to remember that at times. When somebody does something to you or says something to you or something happens or something's presented before you, there's this temptation to remember, I bear the marks of one who's been crucified. And I'm dead to that. I'm alive to God in Christ. Now, if that makes sense to you, it's even bigger than what you think. Because it's just amazing. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.